It's Michael Kerr here, and you are listening to Humor at Work. So I want to ask you this question. How is your workplace doing? How are you doing? You've likely read some of the bad press Amazon has received lately about their abysmal workplace culture. In fact, there was a great article in the Globe and Mail newspaper by my buddy Merge Gupta Sundarji that summarized the issue. Amazon's leaders are so relentlessly focused on the results, in other words, the what, that they forgot all about the how. And as I've said at least like a gazillion times, workplace culture is all about the how. How you do the things you do makes all the difference in the world, and it's your number one competitive advantage. Now, the story coming out of the Amazon jungle, so to speak, reminded me of the book Why Motivating People Doesn't Work by Susan Fowler, where she challenges readers to rethink several core beliefs about business. You know, the underlying belief systems that people bring into the workplace obviously has a huge impact on the culture. So take some time at your next offsite retreat or commit to a dedicated team meeting to discuss and perhaps rethink the following beliefs that Fowler talks about in her books. The first one being, the purpose of business is to blank. As Fowler points out, yes, a business must make money, and that's the natural response that most people would give to that fill-in-the-blank question. But is that really your only purpose? As she points out, humans need air and food to survive, but is our only purpose to breathe and eat? I hope not. Second underlying belief, it's not personal, you know, it's just blank. Well, is it ever not personal? That's a great question to discuss. Third one, all that matters is blank. Now, a lot of people might say results, but, you know, just look at what's going on with Amazon. Is it really just results that matters? And finally, if you cannot measure it, then blank. And we've all heard this for years. If you can't measure it, then it's not important. Well, I think we need to flip that around and consider that perhaps if you cannot measure it, then in fact, it's probably really, really important. And now my fun at work tip. Figure out a creative or fun way your workplace can support a worthwhile cause. For example, in an effort to reduce the costs of an annual offsite meeting, one of my clients chose to cut out the typical swag that meeting attendees receive at this event and instead asked them to bring an item to donate to charity. It was a huge success. Similarly, a global mobility company, one of my eZine subscribers, combined a fun at work tip with charity. They asked employees to bring in items for a food drive for their local food bank. For every 5 non-perishable items an employee brought in, they received 1 ticket that went into a Fishbowl Friday draw where the lucky winner got released from the fishbowl 1 hour early each Friday for the month of August. The more items employees brought in, then of course, the better the chances of winning an early release because they got more tickets. It proved to be so popular in this workplace that they had to order more boxes to accept all the donation. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, as I'm doing this podcast, we are coming up to September. So on the old website, www.humoratwork.com or www.mikekerr.com gets you there. Look for the list of wacky, offbeat, unusual September theme days that I've listed there. For example, September 1st is Executive Toy Test Day. The 4th is Hug Your Boss Day. The 5th is Be Late for Something Day. The 9th, Wonderful Weirdos Day. 14th is Boss Employee Exchange Day. The 16th, the always popular Stay Away from Seattle Day. The 19th, the even more popular Talk Like a Pirate Day. Arr, one of my favorites. And the 30th is Ask a Stupid Question Day. So for the entire list, head over to www.humoratwork.com. And as always, remember to keep putting humor to work for less stress and more success.